It's the top of the sixth inning with the score. Trumansburg 8, Dryden nothing in the IAC semifinals. Winner of this game will play Waverly tomorrow in the IAC championship game. And we have a new batter up for Dryden as it's Nathaniel Poole stepping in for Nolan Weick.
Poole batting 294 on the season, 34 appearances.
That one's in there for strike one. Fulton's got a streak of four straight strikeouts going right now. Here's the 0-1. Low, ball one.
You know what's interesting, Dan? All of these strikeouts, except for one, have been on full counts.
This one's hit in the air, deep right field. Right fielder going back for it. And that'll land for extra bases. Gets up against that hill out there in right field. And it's a leadoff double for Nathaniel Poole, the pinch hitter.
Well, Dryden desperately needed that. Right fielder kind of ranged over to right field, but it's really difficult playing with that hill out there.
Yes.
It's tricky. A couple funny stories trying to track balls out there. It's kind of face planning, but not me, other people. I promise.
Of course.
I promise. Not me.
Colton Dow swings and misses at the first pitch. Four strike one. Runner on second. Nobody out. Fourth time this game, Dryden's had a leadoff base runner. But they haven't been able to do anything with it. Is that strike two with Dow fouling it off behind the plate? Dow, one for two today. Looking at no two count here. Here's the pitch. Sharp ground ball to short. Picked up. Throw to first. Bounces. Great scoop at first base. Jamie Shappy with a great play for out number one.
Fulton kind of jammed him a little bit on that. Grounded to short. And like you said, Dan, a fantastic stretch by Shappy. Able to get the out.
Runner does advance to third there. So Poole close to getting Dryden's first run of the game with Connor Boothroyd stepping in. Popped straight up in the air, carrying to the right side. And Taves dove for it but couldn't get the play as that one falls foul. Good effort.
That was fantastic. If you got that, that would have been amazing.
0-1 count for Boothroyd.
By the way, if you're wondering, Fulton now at 86 pitches.
This looks like Trumansburg will be going with another pitcher tomorrow if they move on to face Waverly in the IAC championship game. That one's taken high, 1-1. The 1-1, Boothroyd drives us up the middle for a base hit. It's an RBI single for Connor Boothroyd. First run of the game for the Dryden Lions comes in the sixth inning.
Really nice piece of hitting there from Boothroyd. Able to stretch out, get the single right up the middle. Dryden able to get one run in. Starts with one, Dan.
Exactly. Only one out in the inning. Runner on first. Swinging at the first pitch was Shipman. And he hits it foul behind the plate.
That would have gone a long ways if it was, you know, going forward. Said it went backward.
And thus 0-1. The pitch. Another foul backwards.
Same thing. Hard hit. Just going backwards.
So Connor Boothroyd at first. One run has come across this inning. For Dryden. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Picked up by the shortstop. It's a slow roller. Throw to first. Not in time for the double play, but they get the lead runner. It's a fielder's choice. And out number two.
Yeah, Dan, like you said, a pretty slow hit ball. Almost right to second, but a little too slow to turn that double play.
Good play by Tanner Potter there. The pitch. In there, strike one, Ryan Weiser. He's 0 for 1 today with a walk. The pitch popped up and foul and out of play. 0-2 count.
Got to imagine, too, that this will probably be the last inning for Fulton.
Here's the pitch. Line drive, center field, base hit. Runners on first and second with two away for Bradley Perry. Like you mentioned earlier, has two home runs this year. But today he's 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. He's had trouble with Ethan Fulton's fastball. In there for strike one. Pitch count up to 95 for Ethan Fulton, so he's got 10 more to work with, or he's got to be taken out. The pitch. Perry checked his swing and held up in time, 1-1.
That curve is still dropping. He's still got a lot of velocity on that fastball, Dan.
He can do this all day. As this one's hit into center field. Right to the center fielder for out number three. Hard hit ball. But right place, right time for Dylan Higgins. That ends the inning. So one run on three hits, my apologies. No errors and two left on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth with the score. Truensburg 8, Dryden 1. IAC semifinals here on ESPN Ithaca.